Some Bing Crosby for you this morning. Just stepping a little bit out of our penguin zone, but it was just too perfect. A golfer's dream is for it to go straight down the middle, right? And we are talking golf today. We're actually talking about a very fun new business that is just about to open. And I'm very happy to welcome our special guest here into the studio with us from Backspin Social. Just about to open their doors. Indoor golf and lounge on Market Street. And we're going to give you all the scoop and all the details. And with that, let me give a big warm penguin welcome to Mike and Kat, husband and wife of Backspin. Welcome to the Igloo.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
It is certainly our pleasure. Congratulations to you on this business that is about to open. We were chatting before we got on the air about their story, and it's just too good not to share a little bit of how they ended up here. They're not from here. They came here from Colorado. But it was during the pandemic. Give everybody out there a little bit of what got you to Wilmington.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was in the middle of the pandemic. Kat and I, we were walking our dogs in a snowstorm and just kind of started thinking about, it's got to be better than this. Shoveling snow is not super fun. And Kat actually had a dream about wanting to live closer to the ocean. And so we just started looking for places out east. I had lived in Charlotte for a little while and remembered a few things about Wilmington. And we were sitting on the couch one day, just kind of going through Zillow and Trulia, and sent each other the exact same house almost at the exact same time. And it was just kind of kismet. We had a real estate agent go FaceTime us through the house. We put an offer down. And then after it was all said and done, we came out and said, we're doing this. So, yeah.
And this was altogether a matter of not much time, right? This is pretty quick transaction that you did.
Yeah, it was, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks time. And I had a dream randomly that I lived at the ocean as well. And so that kind of, we were like, huh, yeah, we can live. I became fully remote during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And so it was the first time that was actually even a possibility.
Right.
So yeah, it was very quick moving after that, but we're very happy we did it. Very gutsy. Could have gone terribly. We could have not found ourselves in this situation, but
we love it here.
But yes. And what a trip that you both found the same house almost at the same time, and we're sending it to each other. That's definitely the universe winking at you.
Exactly.
To tell you.
Exactly.
And so lo and behold, so you take that plunge in the middle, in the early stages, really, kind of the pandemic. You said you moved here in 2020.
Yep.
So you just went for it, and now here you are about to open up a business, a dream business from what I gather, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. Golf has always been my passion. I kind of found it when I was really young, 11 or 12 or so, and it bit me and never let go. One thing I like to say is, like, I was never good enough to go pro by any means, but I was never bad enough to quit.
Right. So it's just been in there burning. So you love golf, but if you're not playing pro, it's not exactly, you know, how do you make a living? How do you support yourself? So you've been doing other work over the years that's actually kind of tied in really, really well to the business you're opening.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been in digital marketing, sales analytics type of worlds for the last 12, 15 years or so. And it's got me a lot of great experience, like understanding data. And then as golf simulators have really come onto the scene and made that information and those analytics available to the average golfer, it just really crossed paths well with me. And getting to see all of these different numbers and stats that one golf swing makes up, it's really impressive and can help somebody who is just getting into the sport, or it can help somebody who is looking to be pro understand their game much better and just like excel and be a better golfer.
That sounds it sounds like just a perfect coming together for you. I told Mike when he came in here, even just reading some of the information he gave us before the interview, I could feel his enthusiasm through the paper, through the computer as I was reading, just really kind of how much, I mean, clearly the universe is definitely lining up for you guys. I mean, to find that house, to get moved here, and then this new technology with golf simulators and this concept of indoor golf lounges, I mean, it's just the universe is just putting it all on a platter for you.
Yeah, and we're grateful for it too, you know, to have the opportunity. If we moved here from Colorado, I don't think we would have had this opportunity to do something similar in Colorado just because of the way it is out there. It's much more expensive to live out there, and just the opportunity to build a business in a place where people love golf.
Yeah, and there's lots of that around here. Yes, people love golf here in the area. If you're just joining us or just tuning in, we've got Mike and Kat Wilson here in the studio with us. Happy to be shining our local voices spotlight on a new business about to open. Want to give a thank you to Excite Credit Union, who sponsors our Local Voices Spotlight. They are the leader in local business and banking solutions. We're going to talk a lot more about Backspin Social. That is the name you want to know. They are on market and opening probably by the end of the month. We're going to get into more nitty-gritty details about what you can expect there and what all they have to offer. That is coming right up. But we'll take a little musical interlude with John Denver. In fact, we'll take an 18 holes interlude with John Denver for you right now on the Penguin. Four, he yells out. That is John Denver with a song called 18 Holes, modeled after 16 tons. But that one's all about golf and very apropos for us as we are talking about a brand new business that is just about to open, Backspin Social, on market near Dutch Square. Opening should be by about the end of the month. We've got owners, husband and wife, Mike and Kat Wilson, with us here in the studio, giving us all kinds of scoop about it. We got a great look into their story of how they ended up here from Colorado during the pandemic, and the universe just kind of lined up and pointed them here. She had a dream about the ocean, living by the ocean, and thus here they are, and now they're about to open this business. And Mike was talking a little bit about his passion for golf. If you just recap a little bit about kind of what brought you to this point to want to open this business, some of your history and your love for the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. So just going back a little bit, I got into golf for my mom. She was like the head of the party planning committee, if you will, at her organization, and they were promoting a golf tournament. And I was just a little bright-eyed, bushy-tailed kid who wanted to drive in the cart and hang out with mom and dad. And they handed me a club on one of the holes and said, just hit one. Like, who cares? We're out here. And I hit it really well. And I was like, what is this magic? Like, what is this magic that is golf? And it just bit me right then and there. And I've never let it go.
That's so cool.
Like I said before, you know, I was never good enough by any means to be pro, but never bad enough to quit. And just always loved the sport. Just being outside, getting hit the balls, trying to get better. You know, it's such a hard sport to get really good at. And it's just always drew me back in. So absolutely love it. And then that crossing over into data and analytics world, where my career has been, golf simulators provide that ability to see all of the numbers and what you're doing and how you can correct it, things that you would never know just sitting on the driving range, swinging ball after ball and hitting them out there. And you see a couple of good ones, but you don't know what you did right with the golf simulators. You can understand, you know, left, right, and center what's happening with every swing. So it's really, really cool crossover of my two worlds.
Yeah, that is, and it is really, when you think about, I mean, you get like instant feedback, so
yeah,
you can correct your strokes and practice on the next hole.
Yeah, so our golf simulators have high-speed cameras built into them, so you can literally replay every single shot and see how you're connecting with the ball, if something weird is happening, and then all of these different metrics. You know, there's like how fast you're swinging the club, how hard you're hitting the ball, how fast the ball is taking off of the club, all of these little things that add up to being a better golfer.
Wow. So now, some of the pluses about this, of course, first of all, weather is not an issue.
Weather.
You can always play golf 24.
Yeah.
Well, not 24/7. I guess you're closed at night.
Yeah.
But every day you can play golf regardless of the weather.
Yep, absolutely. We just missed a great opportunity with the hurricane rolling through, right? I would have loved to have been open for that because,
right.
Yeah, it is always sunny and 72 inside Backspin Social.
Nice. There's another big concern or issue, I guess, a reality of playing golf is the time it takes. But with simulators,
yeah, it
can change that dramatically.
You can decrease the amount of time that it takes to play golf really dramatically. So I think about it, you know, especially in Wilmington, we all relate to this. We'll drive down to Brunswick County. We'll go north to Jacksonville. There are a couple of courses in town that we can get to pretty quick. But typically, you know, you've got 30 minutes to an hour drive. You've got 30 minutes to an hour of warm up. 4 to 5 hours on the course if you're playing pretty quick, and then you got to backtrack home. So you're looking at 7 or 8 hours,
right,
minimum to go play golf out there. And I know Kat will attest to this. That's 7 or 8 hours that she just has a free and clear time away from me, which is good and bad, right?
Right.
But with the golf simulator, you know, if it's just you in there, you can play 18 holes at, you know, any course around the country, you know, Pebble Beach, Augusta. We've got it all in an hour. Obviously, if you're adding more people, it takes more time.
Sure.
But you can get in there and you can like really work on your game or just play a beautiful course. And the graphics are beautiful too. I've been so impressed with all of the graphics from these softwares, and they're getting better and better too.
Sure.
But yeah, it takes an hour, and then come have a drink.
And then let's tap into that for just a second. So you could play Augusta.
Yes.
You can even play St. Andrews Pebble Beach. So you have simulators of all these grand courses all over the globe.
Yeah. So one of the softwares that we carry has over, they tout themselves as having over 100,000 golf courses out there. Some of them are made up by customers who, you know, you can just log into the software and you can create your own golf course, which is kind of cool.
Yeah,
or
you
can play all these really famous golf courses around the world. So one thing that we can do, we can follow the PGA Tour every week. So if the PGA Tour is playing at Old Course in St. Andrews, we can go play that and it actually links up and you can play the same conditions. So if it's rainy in St. Andrews, we can make it rainy and those kind of conditions in the simulator as well. So really, really fun, like engaging with golf live too.
You can torture yourself just like the pros.
Yeah, exactly.
However you want.
that's great. That's really just wild to think about, but how cool for that to all be indoors, climate controlled, and you can have cocktails and drinks too. Of course, you've got indoor golf, but you've got a lounge and a full bar too.
Yeah, we definitely wanted to create an environment that was accessible. If you love golf, this is a great place for you to come hang out. If you are just looking for a cool place to come hang out, like you can come sit in one of our lounges. We're going to have two separate, really comfortable, like living room style lounges where you can just grab your friends and hang out and sit on the couch, sit up at the bar, watch TV, watch sports, whatever it is. And then we really wanted to focus and be able to bring in a lot of non-alcoholic drinks too. So Kat has crafted up a bunch of mocktails.
Nice.
So you can have them with alcohol or without alcohol, but we definitely wanted to make it a place that could cater to folks who want to be sober, you know? Like,
sure.
It's great to be able to go somewhere and not have to drink, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of bars around town, and to be able to go somewhere and, you know, be able to engage but not have to drink is important to us.
Absolutely. And that movement is growing by the minute, by the day, by the week, the month. I mean, it really is becoming, I mean, mocktails is a common term now,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
A much more common term. So nice to have that option. And it also sounds like people can come there whether they want to drink alcohol or play golf. They don't even have, they can just come hang out. Maybe there's a golfer in the bunch, but not everybody. So everybody can go.
Yep. Absolutely.
Have the good time, and some can play the golf and some might dabble their toes in it and find they love it like you did at first shot.
Yeah, exactly. And I will talk your ear off about it when you come into Backspin Social about my love for golf. But yeah, we'll have other games too. We've got a great back, outdoor space behind our building too.
Nice.
Have things like cornhole and some other games too. So you can just kind of hang out, enjoy the sun. Like if it's a nice day, we'll have food trucks as well, bringing us lots of different options.
Well, it sounds wonderful. We are so happy for you, happy to welcome you here, and look at you already getting in and starting a business here in our community. That's Mike and Kat Wilson of Backspin Social, set to open, grand opening the end of the month. Is that correct?
Yeah, if everything lines up, we're hoping for the end of the month. So the weekend of the 30th is what we're targeting right now. Couple of stars need to align to make this happen.
Sure.
but we will be open soon. So
I don't have any doubts about your stars aligning.
Yeah.
Your stars are lining up just as they need to from all I've heard.
Yep.
So that'll happen when it's supposed to.
Yeah, definitely. And it's on Market Street, 1/2 mile south of Gordon Road on Market, next to Enterprise and Honda.
Yep, right there near Dutch Square.
Yep.
In that vicinity. Of course, they're on Instagram, socials all over, and website too, backspinsocial.com.
Backspinsocial.com. Yeah, sign up for our email newsletter. We've got a couple of event things out there already too, so feel free to RSVP to those too.
Well, how exciting for you. Thank you both for coming in and taking some time to let us shine our light on you. Thanks again to Excite Credit Union for sponsoring our Local Voices Spotlight. They are the leader in local business and banking solutions. Big congratulations, and we can't wait till you get your doors open.
Thank you so much for having us.
Our pleasure. Thanks so much for coming in. All right, we will keep the tunes rolling right along. Literally, we got a brand new one from the Stones coming right up here on The Penguin.